Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the August 24th. All nobody's here. I'd like to welcome you to the August 24th meeting of the Board of Education, and I'd ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to number three on the agenda, changes in the meeting agenda, we have some replacement pages, agenda item R, Schedule A6 and Schedule A10. I'd like to turn now to our first public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, turning to five, minutes of the approval of the minutes of June 8th, 14th, 22nd, and July 13th, 2016. May I have a motion to approve those? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning to six, items for board discussion. Are there any items for board discussion this evening? Seeing none, turning to seven, information items to the board. B, policy information, first reading.
Okay, these are. The policy committee met, and these are policies that really reflect changes in law. For the most part, that's the first three, and the fourth one is something that just we felt needed to be clarified and reviewed. So if you would like to move these to the second, or you want to hold them, what is everyone's?
It's scheduled.
Some
for
of these need to be worked on to need to be passed tonight because the statute says we have to.
That is correct, Ms. Gish. The academic intervention services and response to intervention policy, as well as the school safety plans and teams, both need to be moved this evening.
Is there any objection if we do move to pass these this evening?
Yeah.
Well, I would recommend if we have the two. The two.
Okay.
I think that some of them were already members of the policy committee.
Yes.
The only thing that I would say, Dr. Kerman, with the issue of the fraternization policy, we actually wanted to review that with the leadership team on Monday, if that was possible, and so that at Superintendent's Conference Day on September 1, our building principals would have an opportunity to review that policy with staff. So.
Now, that's the one we need to move.
Jeff, that's the fourth one.
Yes. No, that's the one we're not going to.
No, we do. No, we need to do that.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No, she wanted to present it.
Them as a policy.
No.
Okay.
Is it okay
so we'll
if we move these
all of them?
Normally
it if it helps for clarification, as Mrs. Gish has said, the homeless policy is coming right out of the federal government and state education department, and we really have little leeway, if any, at all, in making any changes to that. In fact, when it was sent to the legal counsel, they said there really wasn't any changes that they could make regarding that.
Okay. So we need a motion.
May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Thank you. Turning to eight items for board action, implementation, certification.
Yes, as you are aware, we have submitted our APPR plan, and it was approved in July. The State Education Department is always late in getting information to us, and so this is kind of doing it backwards, but we just have to do the certification now, even though we received a letter from the commissioner saying the plan is approved.
Okay. We have a motion on that, please. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to D, policy second reading on entrance age. Okay. Mrs. This Gish, who chairs the policy committee of the board.
Okay, this is the policy that we didn't pass the last time we wanted to give the community a chance to respond if there was any response. I didn't get any calls. Did anyone?
No.
No. Okay, so this changes the entrance age, the early admissions for students who missed the deadline. It moves it back to December 31st from April 30th, so it tightens up the policy on admitting children who have not reached the entrance age.
Okay. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, curriculum writing projects. Mrs. Scanlon?
Yes, we had a change to one of the curriculum writing projects that were previously approved by the Board of Education, and this particular project is regarding the Intro to Computer Programming course over at both two junior high schools. We had an increased number of staff members from 4 to 6.
Okay, fine. I have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, district plan for school-based shared decision making.
We must have this plan approved for and presented to the state every couple of years. So we have this is our timeline to have it redone. So that's why it's up.
We have a motion on this, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, response to intervention, academic intervention service plan.
Based upon the direction that the Commissioner of Education sent to us on August 9th, the Board of Regents has changed the requirements that used to be made for AIS services. The prior requirement required all students at levels 1 and 2 to receive academic intervention services. The new direction by the Board of Regents is that it's the median score now of the level 2 and lower. And after that, those students are determined, the district takes into effect district-level requirements that would determine whether the child would actually remain. And this is in response, really, to some of the questions that have come up on the state assessments from 3 through 8, that there are students that are performing at a high level and not doing as well on those state assessments. So what that means is that, unfortunately, the plan that normally is done every 2 years, approved every 2 years, the academic intervention services and a response to intervention, has to be done annually now based upon the median scores that are set every year. So this plan would have been up for changes this coming June of 2017, but we've had to, because of this new requirement that we must have this done by September 1st, we had to change the plan now, and now it will be annually done.
Motion, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, acceptance of donation.
We have one donation. It's a piano donated by a resident, a Mrs. Lorraine DeBetta.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, declaration of surplus equipment.
We have one item. It's at in Warden Melville High School. It's a book cart that is in unusable condition.
May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to GA declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have a number of textbooks, all at Warden Melville High School, in the subject areas of English and math, all outdated and are in poor condition.
Okay, may I have a motion for that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion passes. Turning to K, approval of amendment to contract with outside service provider for special educational services.
This is an amendment to a contract that had previously been approved by the Board of Education for nursing services for the new school year. The hourly rate was incorrect, so the rates are corrected now, and there's no no increase from the rates that we paid in the last school year.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, approval of contract with outside service provider for special educational services.
This contract is with the South Country School District. They provide certain special education services for, I think it's just one of our students. We've been using them for this for a number of years.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to M, the approval of special education transportation contract.
We have several students that attend Developmental Disabilities Institute in their at their Smithtown location and also their Huntington location, and they do provide transportation. It's more cost-effective for us to utilize their transportation services than to use our own bus contract for that.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to N, approval of special education tuition contracts.
We have two contracts. These are with for resident students that are attending these schools as placed by the Committee on Special Education.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to O, resolution to terminate employee. May I have a motion? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, approval of memorandum of agreement for the UPSEU Three Village Clerical Unit.
So moved.
Do we want to say anything about just that we have a contract?
We are very pleased that we have a contract with our clerical unit. It was a very collaborative negotiation, and we couldn't be happier to work with a more professional and skilled group of individuals.
Amen. I want you to know that. Amen. We thank you very, very much. Have a motion.
We have a motion.
We have a motion. Okay. Second. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Q, the approval of a side letter of agreement with the UPSU Three Village Clerical Union. Dr. Kerman?
Second.
Mrs. Gish? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to R, the personnel matters instructional. Anything? Okay. We have a motion. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion on the personnel matters? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And personnel matters non-instructional. Okay. We have a motion on that. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to S, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second Mr. Kornreich. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to T, recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Dr. Kerman, second Mr. Kornreich. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 9, information items of interest. Are there any informational items? Mrs. Pedicic?
Yes, Dan is not here. It has been a very productive successful summer. And I really want to give a very special recognition to our maintenance and operations staff under the leadership of Mr. James O'Hagan and Mr. Larry Opperly. During the summer, in June, we had conducted lead testing, which was a proactive effort on the part of the school district. And as a result of that, we did find some areas which needed to be shut off in terms of our faucets and our water fountains. And as a proactive effort, the Board of Education, in collaboration with the staff, made the decision to add water filling stations at all of our schools. As many of you may know, at Ward Melville High School, those water filling stations had already been in place and were the feedback was extremely positive. They were planned for the junior high school, but as a result of this, we also decided to put them in each one of our elementary schools, and they will be in our SAC buildings. And we are moving forward in a very proactive and positive way, also a green way, because we will be celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the school district. And as part of that, each one of the students and staff members will receive a water bottle with the little logo of 50 years of excellence in education. And hopefully we'll use those water bottles as we go through the next year and so. But I just want to give a very special recognition because this was done in a very expedited manner. And kudos to all those on that staff.
You know, I just want to add something to that, that the board is thankful for the efforts of the staff in carrying all this out, but you know this all this stuff came from the fiasco in Detroit with cover-ups and you know passing the buck and documents getting lost and the way that you, Cheryl, handled this and your cabinet and the administration on down, I think is really the proactive approach that you took, I think, is really an example of the good governance that, you know, that we've seen, and I hope that it gives the community tremendous confidence in your abilities and in the governance of this district and the use of taxpayer money, that we really do run a really good operation, very transparent, very proactive, and we're thankful to you for your leadership.
Mr. Kornreich, thank you. That means a great deal. And I also want to say that we're using Senator Flanagan had given us bullet aid. So the bullet aid is going towards those water bottles as well as the water filling station. So it's being for good use, and it'll be good press for him as well.
And just one more word about the star of the testing came out as a result of the board's facilities committee, and reading the articles in the paper and seeing them on the news, and Dr. Kerman was the first one to say we should test ours, and so that's really what got the ball rolling for us. So
yeah, very good. The easy thing would be not to do it. Be very honest. We did the right thing. We did the absolute right thing. I'm proud of that.
I just wanted to say that, except for one bottle filling station, every station is in place at this time. The kitchen soon will have their filters in place. The washing foods and vegetables. And the contractors that the district hired have done an exemplary job doing what needed to be done in a timely fashion.
Super. Good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Kudos to everybody. Our second public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone.